The left melts down after Trump blasts Biden's war on women's sports. By Dylan Nguyen on February 28, 2021. Former President Trump blasted the Democrat Party on Sunday for endangering women's sports by allowing transgender athletes to compete against biological women. Trump emphasized that we must protect the integrity of women's sports. Trump's call to protect women's health and their athletic achievements from being harmed or corrupted by biological males infiltrating their sports drew widespread backlash from liberal elites in politics, entertainment, and media. TMZ Sports ridiculously claimed that Trump's attack was directed at the transgender community. In a botched attempt to show everyone how smart he is, writer Jeff Charlotte overthought the comment and ended up saying something silly. PBS White House correspondent Yami Shalsandor decided to ignore the health and well-being of female athletes by trying to twist Trump's comments into an attack on the transgender community. New York Times Washington correspondent Maggie Haberman whiffed entirely in a vain attempt to misrepresent Trump's comments as mocking trans women. Calling the GOP the party of alleged rapists and enablers the day after a second sexual harassment claim against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo became public is something. Of course, you know Vox had to say something. Some, like Politico columnist Jeff Greenfield, took the snarky road. Though, it is amazing the speed at which the issue of the health and safety of women became the source of mockery and scorn from the left. The Blade's Chris Johnson apparently never had his first place trophy taken by someone who was biologically bigger, faster, and stronger than him. Some people were just boring. Of course, Trump had his supporters as well. All in all, not a bad speech.